A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Sarah and welcome to Jules and Sarah the podcast. Hello, darling. It's me. It's me. Babe's gone solo. It's me, Sarah. I hope you're very, very well. I've got to tell you this. I've just sat down to record this. I've sat on a baby bell. I didn't know it was there, which is incredibly on brand for the podcast, isn't it? And once again, I'm alarmed how surprisingly sturdy a baby bell is. And yes, of course, I'll be eating it. So it's a bit of fun on the podcast today because Jules isn't here. Jules is in Australia, babes. And I know he's doing a meetup, actually, while he's down there in Sydney. So if you are down under as well, babes, at Jules Von Hepp, go and find him. Take him a little rosé. He'll love that. Cheese, little nibbles. You could just go and feed him. Just go and feed him little titbits and go and find him and tell him that you love him. But Jules has sent a few missives. A bit of a travel log, actually. So we will be hearing from Jules throughout our time together on the podcast today, finding out what he's getting up to. Things like this.
Oh, hi. The first memo for you from Diananda Doll. Just to let you know that today I did a yoga class that was a little bit advanced for me. People were taking their tops off. It was hot. I was not used to... Sorry, I'm just waiting for an Uber, so I'm just trying to look. I wasn't ready for that kind of level of fitness, but I gave it my best. And then I've just come home, back to my apartment, had a green tea and realised I have an empty stomach. So I've had a green tea on an empty stomach. I'm now standing, waiting for an Uber, about to vomit on my sandals that I graduated in and cannot walk in. I'm having one of those moments where you look at yourself and you're like, what the hell are you doing? Oh.
I think my favourite bit of that was Jules pointing out that these were the sandals that he graduated in. I mean, we have talked about this before on the podcast, about how ghastly I was at graduation. I'd lived above a 24-hour spa, a lot of cheap cheddar. I mean, really cheap, just straight out of the fridge, just straight in, like, you know, teeth marks in it. It was really, I mean, it was something to behold. And I basically had to be airlifted and then rolled into my graduation ceremony. And for some reason, like, we have talked about this because Jules said, obviously, Jules had the outfit, didn't he? He was a fashion graduate. He turned up, you know, it had been months in the planning. I was working at Space NK at the time, and at Space NK you have to wear all black. So I decided, well, I'll just wear this. I'll just wear all black to my graduation. And I had some horrible, I mean truly horrible, black pumps from New Look. God knows what happened to them. I mean, I love it. I look back and I'm like, what was I thinking? And Jules looks back and goes, I'm going to wear those sandals again. So look, there's going to be a bit of the normal stuff coming up today. We'll do correspondence in a minute. I'll try and slip in a bit of news from the north later on as well. You know, just a nod. But let's see how Jules is getting on. Here he is. Here he is having a moment in the Uber.
I have just got in my Uber. I couldn't be happier with this song choice, just cruising through Sidders, down memory lane, taking a little moment. What a moment, what a moment.
Enjoying Sidders being a thing. So we've been doing the damp, love, I've got to tell you about this, the damp. The damp started 2018. You know, if you've listened to the Lululemon goal setting podcast, you'll know one of my goals is that I'm going to get a damp-free flat. So it started on Monday. If you follow me on Instagram stories, I mean, it really is battened down the hatches. John went up there, he was shocked. I mean, the Ryvita carpet's up, the polythene's down. All anyone has talked about when I said I'm getting the damp done is the dust. Apparently, there is no dust like it. Not even the Sahara has dust like a flat being treated for damp. And I've got to thank, actually, the terrific Port Salut crew member who said, they sent me a message saying, tape up your cupboards to put masking tape and also the drawers because of said dust. So thank you for that. So they came on Monday. And instantly, I put my builder's voice on, which I never know quite where it comes from, but they come in and I go, oh, yeah, all right, lads. Oh, nice to see you. Come in. I'll stick the kettle on. Yeah, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a cup of tea as well? Yeah, two sugars. Lovely. Now, ridiculous. This next bit of Jules with the travel log. God, this is amazing. I don't want to spoil it. So here is Jules telling the story of last night.
So as I record this instalment, I am sat alone in a very healthy cafe by a very busy road, and I've just ordered an acai bowl with no banana because I can do that, yes. But last night, get this for a story, so I went to a little bottomless brunch, which you can hear in my voice was all the fun. And I was sat with a Pilates teacher. We're getting on great. What a legend. She's such a nice girl. She was telling me that she, for 2 years, wore a jumper that said Pilates on it. She kept wearing it. She kept going to the classes, and she was learning how to be a teacher, constantly, like, supporting her Pilates jumper. 2 years later, she realised that the jumper said plates, not Pilates. I said, where did you get that jumper? I want a jumper that says plates.
It's so good. Isn't it? But what, I mean, the designer who was like, I'm going to put plates on the front of a jumper. I think it did say Pilates and it's like a misprint. Do you know what I mean? It was the one that went a bit funny at the factory. And I love it. Should we do a Slimming World update? Should we do a little Slimming World update? I'm very happy. Very, very happy. Now, this week, I had to go to a different class because I was packing up. So on Monday morning, when I normally go to Slimming World, I was actually wondering what to do with the dirty washing. I put it in a bin bag. I've gaffer taped it up. I'll sort that out at some point. So I had to go to this other class. So I had to go and find it. And thank goodness they had the little signs with the arrows because I followed them. I got lost anyway. And it was sort of in this like block of flats. I nearly ended up in somebody's like front yard, but I didn't. I found it. And it was a funny little room because the room that I normally go to is quite big. So when you're getting weighed, it's quite subtle. Do you know what I mean? But this was so small. I knew the girl in front of me had lost a pound. I knew the girl behind me, she'd put on two because she'd been to a christening. I knew it all. And I am absolutely thrilled to say that I lost £3. I lost £3 this week. I know, I'm absolutely chuffed. The lady who weighed me, this was another thing that was funny. First of all, she was one of those people, you know those people who would just always have their bag on? Like she had a bag across her the whole time. And the other thing is that I didn't realise, because I came in behind somebody else, but you have to buzz, like to get in the building. That buzzer, I mean literally every 25 seconds, she'd have to stand up and do the buzzer. They need somebody on buzzer duty, or they need to be putting a brick. Do you know what I mean? Just in the door, just to let people in. But yeah, £3. June lost a pound. June has gone back to Slimming World, you know, MOTB, mother of the bride. In fact, I haven't got much wedding chat for you this week. We've been looking at stationery, and it's all the stationery, it's very twee. Very, very tweet, like, you know, like, oh, come to our wedding, which is not this wedding, as we all know, dear listener. That will not be my wedding. But yeah, June lost a pound.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's have, before we do correspondence, let's have another day, another travel log. What's he been up to down under with our jewels?
So I've had to take to doing these voice notes in a little bit more in private, because I was doing it and I was recording to my phone and it was like I was doing memos to myself. So what update do I have for you today? I'm sounding a little bit better, but I've got to go to a pharmacy this morning, schlepping my way across the boiling hot Sydney hills this morning to go get some cough medicine. Excuse me. Had a massive coughing fit on air whilst filming a show last night, which is, it's not convenient, is it? And someone had to get me an emergency hot water and honey and turn my microphone off so I could literally let it out. Last night, I brought one adapter with me. Foolish, I know, but I couldn't find any of the others. And I shoved it in the wall and I broke it. So firstly, don't actually know my own strength. And secondly, I had to do a trip out on a Sunday evening to a supermarket. Now, the supermarket around the corner is my old supermarket called Coles. Coles, if you're not familiar, is a bit like a Sainsbury's. I forgot that Sunday night is prime gay cruising time at the supermarket. So I went in, literally, after being on telly all day, I got home, showered, washed my face. Sorry, it sounds so noisy. I don't know what the hell's going on out there. Washed my face, put on some, like, comfortable, yeah, I wouldn't say that chic clothes, and went down to the supermarket. Well, I was greeted with a peacocking affair of men strutting up and down the coconut olive aisle and buying spinach and buying all these things that gay men buy. And then I had a nightmare. I wanted hummus, but of course I'm greeted with a wall of hummus bigger than the eye could see. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot physically have bad hummus. I've had a really hard day. I need to have high quality goods. So I was on the emergency text to my friend. I was like, Helen, I need to know the right hummus. She's guiding me through. She said, what have you picked up? I sent her a picture. She said, put that one down. It's awful. Putting it down, picking others up. Then I must say, after I'd bought the hummus, I went to the checkout. Do you know what they do here in Oz that they don't do in England and they should do? They pack your bags for you. It sounds so simple. But you and I, Sarah, we like to be served, don't we? And then I came back here, had a nice little dinner on my own. Oh, lol. Actually, side note, on my way to Coles, I ran into one of my friends who was on a first date, and she was having a snog up against a wall. And I was like, I could not say anything, but I'm going to say something. So I was like, oh, hi, babe. She okay? She was like, oh, my God, hi. Like, pulling a skirt down, everything. It was classic. So she came around afterwards for a debrief. And then my jet lag kicked in and I nearly fell asleep in the hummus. So, yeah.
Can I just say, here and now, that I am all for PDAs. Public snogging, absolutely fine by me. People have a big problem, don't they? People are like, oh no, I don't kiss in public and, you know, can't hold hands even some days. I have snogged John on every street corner. I mean, somebody, I need to tell you this, someone did try to steal our bags once while we were having a snog. Do be careful out there, dear listener. Portslade crew, take care of your belongings. So I'm going to do a bit of correspondence. This is P.O. Box correspondence. Now, this is very, very nice. This has got a first-class stamp on, which Jules would say, first-class stamp, first-class person. Can you hear this chair? This chair is so creaky. Now, this is very, very, this is almost regal correspondence because it's got these, oh, it's a gold embossed, gold little stickers as well. Very nice. It's a letter. It's a very, oh, Ellie. Hi, Ellie. Ellie is a fellow northerner in London. Dear Jules and Sarah, I've spent a long time searching for a card to send to the Portslade HQ, but it seems all the cards with cheese on have evaded me. So I've had to go with putting quilter paper, as Sarah might say. That's Jules. Jules would say quill. I just wanted to say a huge thank you for the podcast. The past year has been by far one of the most difficult years for me, from caring for my mom who died of cancer, oh Ellie, to dealing with what at times has been crippling anxiety and working through a difficult relationship with my father. Your podcast has never failed to make me smile. Oh Ellie, this is so amazing. When things have seemed particularly hard, it has been one of the things I've looked forward to most in my week. Your gorgeous sense of humour, ability to laugh at tricky situations, and appreciation for the small things in life, such as a cup of tea and cake on the turn. Yes, Ellie, have well and truly at times pulled my day around. While it might feel it is just the two of you getting together for a natter for me, and I'm sure many others, it is much more than that. Here's to the Portslade crew. Absolutely. Lots of love, Ellie. Ellie, I mean, just sending you all the love in the world. That is the most gorgeous letter. Oh, darling, thank you, thank you. Huge love. Absolutely massive love to you. Oh, love. Well, look, let's go. Should we have another bit of Jules? Here's another bit of Jules down under.
Well, what a morning I've had. So, I woke up this morning. Today is my first day where I haven't been working. Woke up stiff as a board. Don't get any ideas. It was from yoga. Oh, the yoga here is absolutely wearing me down. So then I was like, right, get up. Got to get a train coming out to the Burbs to meet one of my friends to spend the morning swimming and having baby cuddles. And I was waiting for an iced long black. I would like to highlight that this isn't a strip club or a stripper. It's a type of coffee. And time's ticking, time's ticking. I haven't bought my tickets. Get a train. Haven't bought my ticket. Sorry, that was Roy, my ex-boyfriend, coming past. And then I had to run in the sweltering heat for a train that I read the platform wrong and got the other side of the station, missed a train. But what's so fabulous about Australia is that somebody escorted me to the correct platform. I think they knew I was a man of stature and that I needed correct assistance. So yes, I was escorted onto a train where I sat dripping for, I would say, a good 10 minutes. But luckily, all the trains here have aircon. So I just thought I'd spotted my friend there. Dried off. Thanks so much.
I mean, trains with aircon, they've thought of everything, haven't they? So look, shall we do a bit of news from the north. This has come from the Huddersfield Daily Examiner, which I don't know actually is technically Jules's patch, but either way, let's enjoy it. The headline, "Move aside, Felix. There's a new kitty on the block." From one station cat to the next, Huddersfield certainly has its fair share on social media. Rail station pest controller Felix may sit on the throne with 125,000 Facebook fans, but there's a new kitty on the block. Meet Oscar, Holmfirth's Nick's resident mog, who is quickly amounting to a flurry of followers online. Oscar took up his residence at the police station on Huddersfield Road after he was hit by a car outside. Bless him. The puss needed to go into a cage after he was operated on following the accident and has since refused to go back to in his home, preferring the warmth of the Nick instead. They're really enjoying calling the police station the Nick. Officers have welcomed the furry new addition, with one PCSO setting him up his own Twitter account to help keep followers in the loop with his shenanigans. PCSO Karen, based in Holmfirth, said, "I just set it up as a bit of fun, really, and already, a few days in, he's got 700 followers. Oscar's account was even shared by West Yorkshire Police Chief Constable Dee Collins. Karen added, "He was in an accident near the Nick, and the owners put him in a cage after his treatment. When he came out, he decided he didn't want to go back in their house, so he's been turning up instead here to get out of the cold. He's a really nice addition to the station, particularly as there have been a few serious incidents in the past few weeks, so it's nice to return to the station and have him there." The account is run by Karen with the help of fellow PCSO Laurie Hill and shares pictures of Oscar relaxing at the station, on lookout patrol at the door, and even cozying up to his Huddersfield Town hat. Officers have now adopted him as a part-time police station moggy, putting out his own food bowl and bed to sleep in when life on the beat gets too much. Karen added, "Oscar comes and goes as he pleases, but he really helps boost staff morale during his visits. The owners are fine with it, and we've told them they know where to find him if he isn't in their garden. We haven't got him doing any paperwork yet, but it's early days." I mean, just glorious. Okay, this is one of my favourites. This is one of my favourite of Jules's travel logs. This is Jules with a bad pudding.
So I'm sat in a restaurant and something really upsetting has just happened. I have just had a bad pav. What I've ordered is a pavlova. Now, a pavlova, in my eyes, should be crispy, it should be fruity, it should be creamy, it should be refreshing. What's happened is a pavlova was delivered to me as a mousse. Now, I don't know about you, Portslade crew, I don't know about you, co-host Sarah, but a mousse is not a pavlova. A bad pav is unacceptable. I'm not happy, and I've sent it back, and I will be going into the kitchen. I'll be finding out what the damn hell's gone on in there. There is no time for bad pav.
I just want us all to take a moment to imagine Jules's face when he's ordered the pavlova. He knows it's coming. He's excited. He's got it at the back of the mind. Oh, yes, pavlova. And it comes, and it's a mousse. I just want you to take a moment for the face. He just, I really hope he's taken a picture of it. Do you want to play Would You Rather? Oh, good. Now, dear listener, you know I am appalling at playing Would You Rather. So this is just for you, right? This is just for you to play along to. And if you, in fact, if you DM us on Instagram, Jules and Sarah Podcast, tell me what you chose. Okay, would you rather always have a cold or always have hiccups? Now, you can disguise a cold, I think. You can dose up, can't you? You know, you can equip yourself. I mean, don't get me wrong, it would be miserable, but hiccups, imagine trying to hold a conversation. Imagine listening to somebody with a conversation. I mean, you can see where my loyalties are lying, but I don't want to sway you. Now, before I play you the last little bit from Travel Log Down Under Jules Babes, Jules has got a question.
Oh, thanks, darling. Portslade crew, my loves, my little bits of fromage. I've got a favour. If any of you are UK based and you love using self-tan or fake tan, if that's what you prefer to call it, please could you get in touch? I have a favour to ask. It's a pretty big favour. It's pretty monumental. So I'd really appreciate some help. Will you slide on into the DMs and let me know? And then I'll kind of tell you what's going on. All of you others will find out in March, but I need some help before then, and it's quite important, and I love you, Portslade crew, and I could really do with some favours. So, UK-based self-tan lovers, please get in touch, and yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
So do get in touch there. Right, this is the final little bit of Jules's travel log.
I have just got myself in a right mess. So I'm wearing white jeans. Now, those of you who are sartorially aware, white jeans are not slimming. I have just walked up to a hotel and caught a glimpse of myself in the window and just thought, oh my God, great. I literally look like I'm wearing like a flaunted skirt. I've had a few drinks. I don't even know if I'm making sense, but the white legs are not suiting me. But then to top it all off, my friend has just walked into a window thinking it was automatic doors. Safe to say that I am still as chic as ever in Sydney. Perfect.
As if Jules wouldn't be anything but chic when down under. Darling, thank you so much for listening. I've had the most lovely time with you. We always adore you for listening. You can get in touch anytime. I'm at this Sarah Powell. Jules is at Jules Von Hepp. And the best way always is Jules and Sarah podcast on Instagram. Or you can write to us, which is the Portslade Crew HQ, PO Box 66747, London, NW59GH. We love you for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.